ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We're back at Clear Bates Arena in Van Buren here on KTLO on this Thursday afternoon. Van Buren and Mountain Home, Van Buren Junior Varsity. There is a Northwest Arkansas homeschool team that was supposed to be in this tournament and had to drop out, and that's why they've gone to the Van Buren JV team to fill in. Not sure what the situation was, but that's why there is a junior varsity team playing, and this is there is a pass along the baseline that goes through the hands of Bennett Pinson, who just checked in, and out of bounds, and will turn back over to Van Buren, down by six. 16-10, Bombers on top. Van Buren rotates the ball out front. On the dribble drive is Rios. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Dibble, this person. Van Buren will re-inbound. 13 foul on Mountain Home. Left side, Rios. Goes left side of the lane, reverses the basket. And he kicks it off into the corner to Weir. Back to Rios. Now at the elbow from the right side, jumper on the way will not go for Braden Gilmore. Mountain Home now back in the front court. They go down low into their big man. That's David Waymire, who knocks down the shot, and he's fouled. Waymire gets the basket and a chance at a three-point play. The free throw on the way, no good. The foul, the first on Gilmore. Back comes Van Buren, 18-10 after the Waymire shot. 6:39 to play here in the second quarter. Up front, Rios on the dribble. Pulls up at the free throw line, stops the dribble. Passes down low, posting up with the shot underneath is Fimple. Doesn't get it to go, but looks like Waymire got him on the arm. Put Fimple at the line. Two-shot foul. First on Waymire. He just checked in to start the second quarter. First free throw is good for Fimple. Hits the first free throw, has another one coming. On the way, good. Got them both. Not many here for the 3:30 afternoon game. Got a few. Spimple gets a couple. And into the front court, here comes Mountain Home. Top of the key, Cruz. Down low to Waymire. Turn around, off of the blocks, won't go. Van Buren with the rebound, and Van Buren is off and running. Rios, long pass ahead and leaning in with the runner. Will not go for Gilmore. And Van Buren has, or Mountain Home has it back. They go back into the front court. Mountain Home looks like they want to run, is putting up the runner from the baseline is Dibble. It won't go, tapped out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home. 5:56 to play here in the first half. 18-12 now. Mountain Home on top, leading the Van Buren Junior Varsity. I'm guessing the Junior Varsity is still the pointers. I'm not positive of that. Coach is over here texting me. I can ask him here shortly. 5:36 to play in the first half. Long three-point attempt. Will not go for Ball. and back, off and running is Mountain Home. They get it into the front court. Down low again to Waymire. Turnaround shot off the block. Won't go. And there with the rebound is Weir. Weir pass ahead to Rios. Rios. Right side of the lane drive. Now he kicks it back out. Pass top of the key. Scoop shot in the lane put up by Gilmore is good. Van Buren's cut it to 18-14 as the three-point shooting has slowed down now for Mountain Home. They had all threes early on, built up a big lead. Now their lead has been cut to four. In the front court, Cruz. It's over to Ball. And again, back out front to Dibble. Dibble and Cruz. And catch out front. Left side to go to Bashir's. And back over to Dibble. Dibble with the three-point attempt. No good. Rebound tapped around. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Weir. A long pass ahead. Blake Gilmore getting the layup. He was all alone on the other end. And Buren's cut it to two. And a timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Hi. I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. Free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare. Plus, a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
All right, we welcome you back. 4:15 to play here in the second period. Mountain Home with the basketball. Coming out of the timeout, up by two, and had Van Buren Junior University team cut it down. It's inside, is going to be taken Blake Gilmore. Pass ahead to Rios. Rios dribbles into the front court. Back to Gilmore, leans in with a left-handed shot off the glass, and that one is good. That was breaking Gilmore. He's got 4 points here in the quarter. Ties the game at 18. Well, there you go. Braden. Sorry. That's my own writing. I can't read there. Mountain Home back into the front court. Braden Gilmore with the basket. Right side. A long three-point attempt. Al Mountain Home's got the range again. Luke Cruz knocks down another one. 21-18. Mountain Home back on top. 5 3-pointers. 3:10 to play here in the quarter. Rios at the free throw line. Dribbles into the lane. Stop. Kicks it over on the wing, and it was knocked out by Peters. So Van Buren will keep it. And will inbound from the far side. Van Buren in the green uniforms, green home uniforms with white and white numerals and black trim. Mountain Home wearing their white uniforms with blue trim. Blue numerals and yellow trim, sorry. Van Buren back, right side. Three-point attempt on the way is good for Trent Ball. Ball knocking one down. Ties the game at 21, tied again. They swap 3 points. Mountain Home back into the front court. They rotate it around the perimeter. Kick over left side. Over to Benton. Now down low. The turnaround will not go for Waymire. The rebound, though, and the turnaround back up and in by Cruz. Cruz with the putback. Van Buren back into the front court. Brothers out front. Kicks it over to right side to Ball. Goes cross-court on the baseline. Pulling up left side of the lane. The shot will not go for Jeffrey Scott, who just checked in. Mountain Home with the rebound. Mountain Home rotating to go right side. Three-point attempt on the way. Good for Cruz. Luke Cruz, three three-pointers on his own. 26-21, Mountain Home back on top. They are living by the three-point shot right now. Minute 42 to play in the first half. Out front, three-point attempt for Van Buren. Won't go. The rebound, Gilmore. Kicks it back out front to Braden Gilmore. His shot is short, just inside the three-point arc. Waymeyer there for the rebound. He'll kick it over to Benton. Benton dribbles into the front court. Long three-point attempt for Benton. Won't go. Waymeyer's there. Over two guys to get the rebound, two defenders, and they keep it now. The pass over on the left side, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Mountain Home. Actually hit the official. Loose ball hit the official as they were going for it, and it was still inbounds. Mountain Home picked it up. Cruz drives on the baseline right side, puts up the shot underneath, won't go. Loose ball chased. Scott's got it. He's in the front court with the bounce pass, and he has charged. Nice job by Colton Peters to step in front of Scott and draw that charge. 50 seconds to play in the first half, 26-21. Get the clock going again as ball brings it up. I'm sorry, this is Benton bringing it up. Benton into the front court. Passes off underneath to Waymeyer. Off the glass, he posts in the lane and puts it in. David Waymeyer has 4 points here in the ballgame. 28-21. Top to Steve Van Buren, brother. Goes over right side to ball. They get it right side of the lane, and the turnaround jumper, jump hook, put up by Gilmore is good. He's got 6 points here in the quarter. 28-23, Mountain Home on top. Up front, ball. Goes over right side. They get it down low into Cruz. Pass in the lane's knocked away. Time is running out, and I can get a shot off. Let's make sure there was not a foul there. We had a couple of bodies on the floor. Nope, no call. Van Buren coach is wanting an intentional foul. There's going to be a no call. What it is, worth the half. But Mountain Home leading Van Buren, junior varsity, 28-23. We can catch up on all kinds of things. First game of the 2017 Citizens Bank Classic. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.